The Changing Map, text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. The Earth Today. This is a map of the Earth today. There are 7 continents on Earth. There have not always been 7 continents on Earth. The Earth has changed a lot over millions of years. Land masses have split and moved. That's how the continents today formed. Chapter 2. Moving Plates. The land masses on Earth have moved because they are not fixed in one place. The land masses and oceans sit on slabs of rock that are like plates. These slabs of rock are called tectonic plates. The plates under land masses are called continental plates. The plates under oceans are called oceanic plates. Most of the time, movement of the tectonic plates is very small and can't be felt. But sometimes, plates hit each other or split apart. This movement can cause earthquakes or form mountain ranges. This takes millions of years. It has also taken millions of years of movement to form the continents today. Chapter 3. 200 million years ago. This is a map showing how the Earth looked more than 200 million years ago. At this time, there was only one giant continent on Earth. This continent is now called Pangaea. Pangaea means all lands in Greek. Pangaea started to split apart about 200 million years ago. This is because the land that made up Pangaea wasn't one solid landmass. It was a number of small areas of land joined together. When these areas of land began to split apart, they moved very slowly through the water. Chapter 4. 150 million years ago. This is a map showing how the Earth looked about 150 million years ago. By this time, Pangaea had split into 2 large continents. These continents are now called Gondwanaland and Laurasia. Gondwanaland. Gondwanaland is named after an area in India where fossils were found. They helped scientists understand how the Earth has changed. Laurasia. Laurasia is named after 2 of the continents that it later split into, Laurentia and Asia. Laurentia is the name of the North American continent. Chapter 5. 100 million years ago. This is a map showing how the Earth looked about 100 million years ago. Gondwanaland and Laurasia had split into 7 smaller continents. These 7 continents kept moving away from each other. Chapter 6. Towards today. About 50 million years ago, the 7 continents had moved to where they are today. Gondwanaland split into the landmasses we know as Africa, India, South America, Antarctica, Australia. Laurasia split into the land masses we know as North America, Europe, Asia, except for India. Chapter 7. The Jigsaw. If you look at a map of the Earth today, you can see how many of the continents fit together. The northeast coast of North America fits into Western Europe. The east coast of South America fits into the west coast of Africa. It's like putting together a jigsaw puzzle. A map of the Earth may look very different in 100 million years from today, That is because the continents are still moving. They are moving on their plates. But they are moving too slowly for us to notice. Glossary. Continental plates. Tectonic plates that are under land masses. Oceanic plates. Tectonic plates that are under oceans. Tectonic plates. Solid surface parts of the Earth's crust. There are 10 major tectonic plates.